Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is your hope to remain with the 49ers moving forward?
If that's the right move, yeah.
What would that right move look like for you?
Being a champion.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I was Brandon Ayuk after the Super Bowl. Asked if he wanted to be a Niner. Can you try that again? I had trouble understanding it.
Is your hope to remain with the 49ers moving forward?
If that's the right move, yeah.
What would that right move look like for you?
Being a champion.
He was
struggling with
out.
After they lost the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. He said, if that's the right move. Right. And then the guy, to his credit, said, what's the right move? And Stein, he kind of lied or told a fib. It's not winning. It's obviously about the money. And I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, the NFL draft comes up tomorrow.
Man.
And we'll see what the 49ers do. Mike Yam of the NFL Network, he's a studio host. He's going to join us momentarily. He's wrapping up a meeting as we speak, so we'll talk to him. And yay! If the 49ers are looking to trade Brandon Ayuk, to me, it's got to be because they don't want to pay him what he's asking for at this point. So if they don't trade him by tomorrow, to me that would seem to indicate the 49ers feel like there's a middle ground that they can come to with the guy. If they trade him tomorrow, to me it tells me that they were far apart and the Niners decided we weren't going to be able to get there, Goo.
You know what? I'm not saying you're wrong, but what scares me, and people are going to come down my road, I'm built for it. But Steiny, what if somehow you make this decision to trade Brandon Ayuk and Brock Purdy doesn't then work out? So now you're without two things.
Well, that may...
You know what I mean? Like, would be the nightmare.
Why would that... I mean, I get it. It wouldn't be good. But then you find out more about Brock Purdy before you give him $40 million. Like, again, I'm not saying this would be the reason why you would do it, but I understand if the San Francisco 49ers have Brandon Ayuk and they think they're going to have trouble extending him, and they look at this draft and they say, we got some wide receivers in this draft.
Which there are.
Okay.
It ain't the C.D. Lamb and, you know, that draft with Jefferson and all them, but the Ayuk draft. But
so then you go draft an offensive lineman, you maybe draft a receiver, you start Jennings, and maybe that team is really good.
Then he gets traded tomorrow then, Steiny, or before then.
What's that?
It's imminent that he gets traded. It's coming.
Like, the other thing is if they think that there's three really good wide receivers in the draft – who are 80% of what Ayuk is, and I'm just speculating here, but if they think it's a great wide receiver draft, then maybe this would be the year to come off Ayuk and not have to pay him, And you replace him with a rookie who's pretty good, not as good now, but maybe better down the line. You improve your offensive line, and that makes you a better overall offense. Like that. That
now,
to me
is understandable. Where are we going in the playoffs, though, Stoney? Because that should be a factor, right? Like
we're going to the Super Bowl. Why wouldn't you? You think Brandon? I don't think Brandon Ayuk is the difference between a Super Bowl team and not a Super Bowl team.
Wow, Stoney.
I don't want to say it's just him. I'm not like you with receivers.
He's just a part of the team, and it's like what we did with the Warriors. We kind of segregate the team. The youngsters all do.
I think Shanahan probably thinks he can find somebody. All right, let's welcome in Mike Yam, studio host at the NFL Network and host of NFL Total Access. You can also hear him on Sirius XM Radio. What's up, Mike? How you doing, man?
Always good to hear your guys' voices and get the invite. And it's an awesome time of the year. We got the NFL draft, obviously, tomorrow. And I know a lot of fans in the Bay Area have to be so geeked up that they actually got a first-round pick this year.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's trying to figure out what they think's going on with Brandon Ayuk. What do you think about what's going on with Brandon Ayuk? And do you think that there is something to the 49ers maybe looking to trade him?
I still would be surprised, guys, if there's a trade and Brandon Ayuk is not a part of this team. And look, I mean, who really knows? Because at the end of the day, I think we're still going to see some chaos tomorrow in the draft. I think there's going to be a lot of movement in terms of trades and teams trying to move up to grab these quarterbacks. And it's going to be a heavy dose of offensive players. And look, I think strategically speaking, Brandon's one of your guys. You drafted him. You've had some success with finding some guys that in the draft who've been well compensated, and there's a pretty significant list that have been major contributors for the San Francisco 49ers. The only thing that I would say is if you do go down this path and you do have a first round pick, and my understanding, and Ian Rappaport, one of my colleagues at NFL Network, has said, hey, if there is a trade involving Brandon Ayuk, they would expect a first round pick in return. The only thing that I would say is this is a tremendous class of wide receivers, and maybe the Niners are sitting here going, you know what? We have so much salary allocated towards other players right now. Maybe it makes sense that we do dip into the draft and try to take one of these guys. Because, by the way, they could do that even with where they sit at 31 and still get one of the top, you know, five or six guys at that position. So maybe it happens, but I just think about the chemistry, his growth in that team's offense. And unless the asking price is so astronomical and we don't really know what that is because we're not involved in those conversations, I still think Brandon's part of this team.
Mike, good stuff. I'm all over the place, so bear with me here. I'm on record. There was a juncture last season where I compared the 49er offense when it was clicking to the 94 Niner offense, and all of a sudden, fast forward to the playoffs, I know they're playing better teams. The offense really never popped. You know, they almost lost to Green Bay. So I guess my question to you, Mike, is I hadn't talked to you. Why didn't the Niners win the Super Bowl, in your opinion, last year?
Look, I think the Niners were my pick. You know, when the postseason started, I thought San Francisco was the team to beat. Now, I also had Baltimore there, and I thought those are the two teams that we were going to see in that Super Bowl matchup. That obviously didn't happen. Look, I think at the end of the day, and it's any sport, it's hard to win. And I think it makes what Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have done even more special. And it's just about getting over the hump. And I think the Niners roster is as good as it gets right now in the NFL. When I look at where they could go in this year's draft, I think it's still offensive line to shore things up there. And, you know, they made some additions with trades. Chase Young certainly comes to mind to help, you know, get some pressure on quarterbacks. And I think, look, you still could maybe see, you know, a defensive end or you know, just someone who can help bolster that. But the short answer, at least in my mind, is it's just really hard to win. And all you're asking for is a chance at the end to get over the hump. And I think what's maybe a little bit more disappointing is, you know, 2 years ago, you're playing in an NFC championship game, you know, essentially with one hand tied behind your back because Brock Purdy gets banged up. And this team was relatively healthy. So you felt like there was a great opportunity for this team to get over the hump and win this game. I also think the experience of losing in some of these games actually helps them. Like, I think there's some teams that need to still figure out how to win. And I think the Niners are right on the precipice right now, which is another reason why I don't know if you see Brandon traded because this is still a win right now roster.
Mike Yam joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's a studio host at NFL Network and NFL Total Access. You can also hear him on SiriusXM Radio. Let me throw this one at you, and I'm not saying that it would be done for this reason, but it could be like a byproduct. Is there seems to be the feeling that if the 49ers, let's say they come to terms with Ayuk, that next year they're going to have to deal with either Deebo Samuel or Ayuk, and they're going to have to lose, you know, probably Deebo Samuel. The fact that Brock Purdy right now is making so little, it kind of affords the 49ers this one extra offensive weapon, I always call it.
Sure.
If they know that they're going to have to pay Brock Purdy at the end of next year, and the result of that is going to be, well, we're going to have to lose a weapon at that point, is there any way you'd be thinking, well, this is a great wide receiver class, we'll pick up a young wide receiver because we know we're going to have to lose one of our guys anyway next year, and oh, by the way, it'll give us a look at Brock Purdy under maybe a more realistic scenario of after he gets a big contract?
Yeah, I
you follow all that?
No. I'm totally with you because I think this is the really hard situation that the Niners are in. I made reference to this roster being in win right now mode, and that's abundantly clear. But the reality is, like, sometimes you got to look ahead, and there's got to be that strategic planning that is in place. And you're right, like, you're managing the cap, the contracts that are out there. Hell, you know, at the beginning of this season, I was asking our guys, you know, off air, hey, how are you supposed to handle Brock Purdy's contract when that thing comes up? Because the prices for quarterbacks keep escalating. And, you know, the mantra of this dude just being a system guy, I don't buy that. I think Brock Purdy is one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. So he's going to get paid handsomely. So I'm with you, and I think there's got to be some of that strategic planning. The problem is there's no guarantees with any of these guys. And I do think that this class at the wide receiver spot is terrific. It's as deep as we've seen in the last few years. So you're right. Like, maybe there's pressure on John Lynch and that scouting department. They got to feel so much conviction in one of those receivers. Mm. And look, if you trade them, like, maybe you are talking about another first round pick. Maybe they get what they're hoping for that Ian Rappaport is reporting that it's a first round selection, because you could basically take a pretty good bite at the apple. I mean, the top three guys in Neighbors and Rome Odunze and Marvin Harrison, they're not going to be available, right? Like, that's just not going to happen from a San Francisco perspective. So you're talking about that second tier guy who, by the way, still could maybe even outperform those top three guys. I don't, you know, we don't know. I mean, I put out a tweet the other day about quarterbacks, right? Like, the last 10 times that a team has moved up to get a quarterback and in that top five hasn't really paid dividends. In fact, like, the names are not great. And by the way, San Francisco fans know exactly what I'm talking about because it happened with Trey Lance. He's on that list. So I think the same can be said for this wide receiver class. There's no sure bets. And I think that's that calculated risk. If you think you can win right now, and Brandon Ayuk is a major piece of your offense, do you want to think about what happens in year two and three, or in the next two or three years, or is it more about what happens this upcoming season?
Mike, it's no secret that the Niners are trying to bolster their offensive line. Can you share with us and the listeners, you know, a couple names that may pop up at you that you know, not even just dark horses, but some that you think, you know what, these dudes, they're a sure shot?
Yeah, to me, and I think there's probably more evidence around some offensive linemen in the first round having sustained success in the NFL than maybe some of those other positions. And, you know, here's what I would tell you guys. I mean, Daniel Jeremiah had put this out there that he feels like there's going to be a lot of trades for teams moving up to go and grab some of these offensive linemen and some of these tackles. So, you know, I was in our green room the other day, and I had asked Bucky Brooks, I said, hey, man, like, you think you see 6-7 wide receivers taken in the first round? And he paused and he said, hey, there's guys that could go in the first round, but he felt like some of those guys were going to drop into early round two because he said it's just, quite honestly, harder to get some of these offensive linemen. So he felt like you'd see more offensive linemen drafted in round one potentially than you would some of these wide receivers, which is telling. And I actually think that does happen. But for where the Niners are picking right now, like, I don't know, like, J.C. Latham, like, is he a kid out of Alabama that could be late first round? maybe I think he'd be a name that I would throw out into the mix from that perspective. Mims, the kid out of Georgia, I think is well thought of. Out of Oregon, Jackson Powers Johnson, I know he actually performed pretty well at the combine, just another big body. And people were talking about him as maybe even a fringe second round guy, but I actually think that he ends up going in the first round. And, you know, Graham Barton is another kid out of Duke who I think has got a real opportunity to go in round number one and could be that late first round guy that maybe San Francisco is hoping falls to them. And one other name for it, because I think it's sort of an interesting path, Jordan Morgan. You know, about a year ago, he was a guy that was thinking about coming out. He had an ACL injury, missed some time. He had to go back this past year, but his name, I would say over the last 2 or 3 weeks, is starting to rise a little bit in some of the circles with the people that I've been talking to.
Mike, I'm looking at the three names at wide receiver that you brought up, Harrison Jr., yep, Neighbors, and Adunze. Like, how quickly will they be off the board in your board, do you think?
I think they're
like, how high would the 49ers have to move up to get one of those three, do you think?
So here's where it gets interesting. I actually think the first four picks in this year's draft are going to be quarterbacks. I don't think Arizona sits at four because I feel like the top three wide receivers that you just name-checked, I think the margins are so thin that Arizona's probably thinking to themselves, hey, if we move down, and they might be able to move down twice, you know, depending on which team moves up, and still get one of those three guys, and they might be happy with that selection. I just don't see a world that exists other than four quarterbacks taken with those first four picks, Michael Penix being one of those guys who's a top 10 guy, a run of offensive linemen and some of those tackles where maybe, you know, you can get one of them at 13, 14, 15 in that range. But candidly, guys, I still think that those three wide receivers are top 11, top 10, top 12 picks at worst. So I think there'd be some real movement. And here, how about this scenario, though? If we're talking about a Brandon Ayuk trade, what if they traded Brandon Ayuk and they had one of those, and I'm spitballing here, sure, with the pick, I don't know, Steelers, right? Like, what if it's a Steelers pick? And I think Pittsburgh might be in the 20 range. You know, it's like one of, God, low 20s, whatever that number is. Yeah, it is 20. I was right. I was pulling that up now on my screen. Let's say they pick, they pull off a trade with them. They have the 20th pick, and then they obviously have 31. Do you sit there and say, hey, do we package one of that pick with one of the later ones that we have, a third or fourth round, to move up a couple slots to get one of those guys? Maybe. I think if they're available, if one of those three guys is available at 15, I think that's when it starts to get interesting for San Francisco to try to be on the move.
Mike, this is a bit of a random question. My partner always says I hit him with random questions, but this was posed to me yesterday, and I said, you know what, I'm going to ask Mike his thoughts. So in 2021 with that quarterback class, I was telling anybody that would listen, wait for the 30 for 30. It's going to be awesome. There are sure shots everywhere, and right now it doesn't look that great. But there's one guy, Trevor Lawrence, that I was asked how I would describe how he's been doing. And I know he's holding on to the job, sure, but Mike, what word would you use to describe Trevor Lawrence right now? Would you be worried if you're a Jag fan?
Here's why I'm not worried, because I'm with you. I think you can look at the statistics, and I think you can look at what your eyes would tell you, what you saw at the second half of the year from Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. And there was a little bit of a collapse in the second half of the season. I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt for two reasons. One, his head coach. And I do think, you know, Peterson is a little bit of a quarterback whisperer. I think you saw some growth from him last year, or I guess I should say two seasons ago, in that first campaign when you compare to that rookie season when it was Urban Meyer. So I do think he took a little bit of a hit because of the scenario his rookie season. And then I'll fast forward to that dude being so banged up. There was a stretch there where, in my mind, I was hoping that they just wouldn't throw him out there because they were in pole position for a playoff spot and had an opportunity to you know, make a run. I thought there was enough weapons on that team to be dangerous in the postseason. And yet the guy is the walking wounded out there, and they still are playing him, and then they lost some games late in the season that I think were certainly costly. They've obviously tried to strengthen that quarterback room. They traded for Mac Jones to get him into the fold and just get some experience there. But I do think Trevor Lawrence is going to be okay, but that class, and I, case in point, right, all these teams that are trying to move up to take one of these quarterbacks with one of those top four or five picks or whoever, you know, maybe top six because the Giants are going to be interested, tell me who the sure bet is. Because if they're if anyone tells you that one of these guys is locked for NFL greatness, they're just guessing. Because wow. The reality is none of us know. I mean, I think the evaluation process, we spend more time, you know, saying that these guys are, you know, Caleb Williams is a sure thing, right? I actually love Caleb Williams. And if you said to me who's the safest pick, it would be him for me. And I've been saying that for 2 years now. But, you know, who really knows? I think that there should be a much more significant investment in how to make sure that these guys, once they're drafted, have success, right? Bryce Young, Carolina's conviction was so high that it was Bryce Young, and then C.J. Stroud has the season and has been a game changer for that franchise. But yet, look at the scenario that Bryce is in, right? Like, multiple head coaches. His coach doesn't even last, what, 7 or 8 games. Frank Wright is out. You know, we're talking about a change in scheme. Not enough skill on the outside at the wide receiver spot, an offensive line that was mediocre at best, and yet some people are going to say, hey, Bryce Young's going to be a bust. I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me? It's a rookie season for him where he didn't have pieces around him. Like, these guys need to have pieces in order to thrive and have success. If they don't, then we're just lying to ourselves. And I think that, to me, is the biggest thing about this evaluation process. It is still a crapshoot in my mind.
Mike, what are your responsibilities going to be tomorrow? I take it it's going to be a big work day for you.
Oh, yes. We got total access as soon as the draft is over on NFL Network. Maurice Jones-Drew is going to be hanging with me, Chase Daniels. So we'll get the quarterback and the running back perspective on some of these guys. So we'll do TA every single night that the draft is going on, and then a recap. We got a 2-hour total access on 11 a.m. Local time Pacific. I'm used to throwing out those Eastern times, even though I spent, you know, gotcha, 10-15 years now in California, but it's going to be an exciting time for all of us.
Well, also, I'd like to remind people, in addition to your work at NFL Network, you are also an author of a children's book, Fried Rice and Marinara. I always mention that when you're on. I think that's just great. So I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, man. Definitely a huge passion project for me. And I've actually had, and I got to give you guys credit, because I've had people reach out to me on some of my radio hits with you guys mentioning the book. So,
oh, nice. There you go. You know,
it's something that I didn't have as a kid, which was a story featuring like an Asian character at all. And the reality is, like, I'm tired of seeing like the stereotypes as the backdrop of books or talking about physical appearances as like a children's story. It's like, we could do better than that. And I certainly tried my best in trying to do that.
Great stuff. Asian and Italian, right?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice and marinara. Why not, man?
Gotcha.
Let's roll on.
Gotcha. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for joining
us.
It's always great info. Have fun tomorrow night and all throughout the weekend. It's going to be awesome.
You guys are the best. Always appreciate the invite and enjoy the next few days.
Yes, sir. That's Mike Yam, studio host, NFL Network and NFL Total Access. You can also hear him on Sirius XM Radio. He's a Fordham grad.
Huh? What's their nickname?
The Rams.
Oh, wow. Look,
you know where it is?
I want, give me a second now. Fordham. Connecticut.
Close.
No, it ain't right. Don't say that. You get him. Where is it at?
New York City.
That was my first laugh. Evan, it was Connecticut.
What borough?
Manhattan.
I think that's right. I'm not. Is it right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I didn't. I was thinking. Yeah,
there's two.
Oh,
there's two campuses?
Yes, sir.
That's Kay, by the way.
Yeah, I love them.
Right. We got Mike Breen, Ryan Rucco,
PJ Carlissimo,
Vince Scully.
These are Fordham grads?
School. Yeah, big broadcasting school.
I got it.
Damn.
Michael Kay went there, didn't he not?
He did, because he's roommate with
like
Mike
Kay.
Breen.
Boom.
That was one of the five schools I applied to. I got in. I just didn't go. But I.
Do you regret that?
No. New York would have swallowed me up.
I used to live near the law school, near Columbus Circle.
All right.
Oh. Yeah. My guy,
real small, real small.
Nice. Yeah, no.
That's New York Ken, by the way, everyone.
Yeah.
No, New York's too big a city.
Go New York, go New York, go.
The rats. That's where I'm out.
Well, there's rats all over the place. Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570. Let's react on the other side to Mike Yam, who just joined us, and he went through a lot of scenarios. But 49er fans, how are you feeling right now? We're about, 30 hours away from the NFL draft, the first round, and you finally have a first-round pick. It's been a couple years since the Trey Lance.
Oh boy!
So
but you got Brock Purdy.
You did get Brock Purdy, and the question now becomes: is will Brandon Ayuk be a San Francisco 49er once this weekend is over, or maybe once tomorrow night is over? That remains to be seen. But I tell you the one thing that stuck out with me with Mike Yam, and he called it a terrific, terrific wide receiver draft. You know what? What a perfect opportunity to get off the diva in Brandon Ayuk and get somebody in here who's going to work. Get somebody in here who's going to... Let's get somebody in here who's going to block downfield in year one, not take 2 years. Maybe that's why we're looking to move you. Because remember, you didn't block early in your career.
They had some turbulence. They got past it.
Did they?
Yeah. Well, hey.
Did they? I don't know. My source is saying Shanahan.
Herm said he'll be
still
a Niners, Donnie. I'm going with Coach Herm.
Evan says we got to go. We got to get out. 888-957-9570 is the number. And we'll be back to talk more 49ers on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. Believe me. I really love it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
NFL draft tomorrow. 49ers have the 31st pick. And we'll see if they use it. And we'll see if they do anything with Brandon Ayuk. I know exactly what's going to happen.
Tell us. Put it in the cap.
You can put it in the cap. Because something just became clear to me as I was coming back into the studio. The 49ers are trying to trade Brandon Ayuk like they tried to trade Jimmy Garoppolo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Remember when they said, we're trying to trade Jimmy Garoppolo, but their asking price was so exorbitant that nobody did it? They only went 2 for 2 seconds and two. Okay. Yeah, okay. And then they didn't end up trading him. They're probably, the 49ers are probably asking for something that they know they'll never get.
Right. But if they don't, and you know why you do that, Stoddy, is you're okay with the end result. And that would be Brandon Ayuk remaining in the Niner uniform. I'm looking at St. Brown's numbers, Donnie, and just what
he did.
Better. How big of the gap do you – like, I think they're on the same level, and I'm just the type of sports fan that can – I know they're in different systems. No shade at St. Brown, but I just say if you put Ayuk in that situation, well, could he do equal or better? And I think there's nothing wrong with saying yes.
Well, equal or better means more than 120 catches and 1,500 yards and double-digit touchdowns, which is pretty hard to do for any wide receiver in football. I think Amon-Ra St. Brown is a better wide receiver than Brandon Ayuk, but that doesn't mean that Ayuk isn't still really damn good.
What do you think about that?
Like Amon Ra was a first team all pro receiver. That means he's one of the top two or three receivers in football.
Yeah.
And Ayuk might be top five.
I got you. And I guess what I'm saying is maybe Ayuk's profile in a system like Detroit runs could be maybe he would put up more numbers. Maybe not those of the ones that you just mentioned, but we would look at him differently.
Their offenses are pretty comparable because Jared Goff is not as good of a quarterback, in my opinion, as Purdy. They run the ball a lot.
They're one of three teams that runs the ball. What's the Lions,
Goff
the Bears,
was all pro.
And the 49ers?
I mean, the Lions don't run it more than they throw. The 49ers, the Ravens, and the Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just me. I got a question for you and Evan. You know where the draft's being held at?
Detroit. What's your question?
I thought I had you. Thought I had him.
Hey, can I play some of this sound that I haven't heard?
You can do whatever you want, man.
It's not football related. We can get back to football, but there's stuff here on the board from Barkley and Draymond Green, and I kind of don't know what it is. Does anybody out in the audience mind if I do it?
Go ahead.
I just play some stuff that I haven't heard. This is Draymond Green on Kevin Durant guarding Anthony Edwards. Evan Draymond has come out with a podcast. Is that what it's done? He's not listening. Yeah. Okay.
The Phoenix Suns are going to have to do is they're going to have to play KD on Anthony Edwards the entire series. That has to be his matchup. What Phoenix has to do is they have to rely on Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, Grayson Allen. You're going to have to hit some shots. And they're going to have to rely on those guys to carry the load offensively. Because to ask Kevin to go try to lock up Anthony Edwards and then go carry the load on the offensive end in year 18, and it ain't happening every night.
How can Kevin Durant guard Anthony Edwards?
Well, he's been trying.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, no.
One guy's 35 and 7 feet tall.
And been in the league 18. Man, Steiny, Draymond told no lies there. And they've tried, and Booker's been bottled up or missing shots.
Kevin Durant will probably be available in about 5 days.
They're not getting swept, are they?
Maybe.
Phoenix better win tomorrow.
Yeah, and then the Charles Barkley. What?
Terrible.
Let me see what he had to say.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. One thing you can always count on with the Lakers, they're going to throw somebody under the bus when they lose. Going back to Russell Westbrook, going back to Frank Vogel, now I guess D'Angelo Russell. That's not D'Angelo Russell's man right there, just for the record. But I just love the way they just blame. Listen, man, the Denver Nuggets are a better team than the Lakers. I didn't like the way they called D'Angelo out after game one time, but he gets scum going on when he goes to Denver. Kid's not trying to miss shots, but they're beating them in every aspect of the game, Ernie. They're not just beating them at D'Angelo's position. You know, I hope he has a good game, but the Nuggets right now, they just a better team than the Lakers. Has nothing to do with D'Angelo or Rui or whatever. The Denver Nuggets, man, they are well-oiled machine.
All right.
Yeah. Had a 20-point lead, Chuck. 8-point lead going into the fourth.
The NFL draft is tomorrow, and this is an interesting take from the Xfinity Mobile text line from the 408. It'd be a mistake to pay Brandon Ayuk top market wide receiver money. His production has outpaced his value in Kyle's scheme. He's 31st in targets for a reason. And, I mean, I guess it's all about how you look at it. Can you be a top five, let's say, paid wide receiver if you're one of three teams that runs the ball more than it passes the ball? How do you put a number on that, Goo?
We're going to find out. And like I said, just the eye test and the optics, Tiny, Brandon Ayuk is a threat. He's a threat before the game even takes place and the ball's kicked off on Sunday. And if you're telling me the Niners were one of the most going into last season prolific offenses with the emergence of Brock Purdy, I think it's too big of a risk to think you can replace Brandon Ayuk just as a threat and actually on the field when it comes to route running and the reliability of catching the football. And, you know, people could say, take this stat out with the trash. It's not even a stat. It's just a fact. You know, your season was kept alive in the postseason with an acrobatic catch against the Detroit Lions by one Brandon Ayuk. I know that's not a play you can dial up. And then also, Stoney, the catch in the rain against Green Bay that kept the drive going and you from a fourth down. So, I don't know how much chicken he's asking for, but if he walks and you're just going to tell me, or people are out there thinking, you know, getting big-headed, thinking you could just go find that and you're going to find it in this draft, okay, we're watching. But, Stoney, if somehow this offense takes a step or two back and Purdy, and it wouldn't be, against the norm for a young quarterback like himself to take a step or a half a step back, then what are we looking at as an offense? Because everybody knows how great McCaffrey is, but Stoney, you want more, as many threats on the field as possible, and that's what the Niners have had. And they've gotten close to raising the trophy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want as many weapons out there as you can get, and the thinking that I would have is – you can pay Brandon Ayuk right now, and my question is, why aren't they? What's the holdup? If there is a holdup, do we even know there's a holdup?
Well, you don't have to do it. If you wanted to play hardball, Stoney, you don't got to give them a damn thing.
But when's the last time that's happened? I don't even know.
I totally
is that
get
even
that.
A realistic thing to
well,
bring
Well, he can
up?
Hold out, then you're dealing with, if you don't trade him, then that's a whole, going down the same road you went with Bosa.
If the 49ers do not offer him a contract extension, do you believe he will hold out? And then if so, for how long?
Well, my answer for how long would be how long it takes. Because if they have to know how much they value him and what the threshold, Stoney, what they're willing to go to, their drop-dead number. And if you are right and some callers are right, they feel like, you ain't as important as you think, then tomorrow has to culminate, you would think, the draft with the trade.
Yeah, we'll see. 888-957-9570 is the number. The NFL draft is tomorrow. Stoney, the hold is they are trying to decide whether or not to trade Deebo Samuel. Maybe they're looking to
we hadn't heard that.
Move either guy. The one thing I was talking about early, and I get it flies in the face of, well, why would you do that a year early if you had to do it? But is there anybody else as fixated on this as I am? Maybe that's the way I'll put it. Because I'm way more fixated on this than everybody else. And that is, don't you want to see what Brock, the kind of team Brock Purdy's going to end up quarterbacking? Don't you want to see that, how he performs on that kind of team before you make a decision on paying him?
Stoney, I get you. I don't.
Okay.
I just, if I could avoid that, because at the end of the day,
because I
feel like they got a pretty good indication of what Brock Purdy is, but why? I'm trying to win it all.
Right, okay.
And if we can be greater in
two
different locales, I want that.
Let me give you two scenarios. They go into this year, okay, and Brandon Ayuk's on the team, and they come up short again.
All right.
Okay. And now it's time to pay Brock, but I don't know. They go to the NFC title game. Now it's time to pay Brock Purdy. They pay him, but they got to lose a guy. And then the following year, you realize, well, geez, Purdy's not the quarterback we thought he was with fewer weapons. In other words, he got to quarterback 2 or 3 years with McCaffrey, Deebo, Ayuk, Kittle, Trent Williams. Well, now Trent Williams is retired. We have one less, let's say, weapon. And guess what? We might have paid him too much. So if the 49ers...
what if I told you that's naturally going to happen, though, Stoney? Regardless if Ayuk stays or goes, they're going to have the mic...
Right, after you pay him. They may...
Or even this year, though. Even with Ayuk out there, doesn't to me make it makes his job easier. You would think, but Stoney, these dudes, this is their livelihood. They know what they're looking for with Brock to where they're not gonna. You know, Stoney was at your disposal, Guru. So you look great.
That's right. But you don't think that you don't think that comes into the equation.
It does, but it doesn't supersede it to where. It'll be murky if Ayuk is still on the team to where you don't really know what you got.
I'm not saying that's the reason you do it, but an offshoot of it is if you know you got to come off Ayuk or Deebo Samuel at the end of next year. You just know it. Okay? This year is a great wide receiver class. Okay. Maybe you move Ayuk. You draft a wide receiver, and then this year you get to assess this team like you'll probably assess the team a year from now because it won't have drastically different personnel. In other words, like, you know, like, what does it mean if Purdy quarterbacks with, you know, all the weapons 1 year, then he gets all the weapons again, and now you got to pay him and not have as many weapons. Like you
but
better
then you're also without their services of Ayuk.
Right, but you've replaced him with a young receiver who is going to be somebody that's under cost control. Like you can't what I'm saying is how long is Brock Purdy the minute he gets $35 million, he's not going to have an $18 million running back, a $24 million Deebo Samuel, a $24 million Brandon Ayuk, and a whatever George Kittle. Like the minute he gets paid, their weapons are going to become more limited because they won't be able to pay those guys that much money.
I totally agree.
And I'll tell you what, I'd like to get a little indication of how Purdy can quarterback a more traditional type of team with, let's just say, one wide receiver, one running back, and one tight end, not a guy who's a jack of all trades and who we're not going to be able to afford under normal circumstances.
Yeah. It's interesting. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just going Bob Myers. Steiner, you don't have to do something until you have to do it. And right now, they don't have to give Ayuk a new deal. We're saying he might hold out if he doesn't get one. We're saying they don't want to pay him or they think he's replaceable. We don't know that, but we'll find out tomorrow.
But there's a circumstances involved that may be making the 49ers more interested in moving Ayuk, and that is it's a great wide receiver draft, apparently, according to like Mike Yam. So like that may be something when they put it all into the equation. Of course they'd rather have Ayuk than a rookie wide receiver, but if Brandon Ayuk can't get to the number that the 49ers want to get him at, then at that point I think it makes total sense to draft a wide receiver in a really strong draft and go from paying a guy $25 million year after next to somebody who's under his rookie deal.
Yeah. And I guess it just boils down to Kyle's calling the plays and he's head coach, Donnie, but it does boil down to, at the end of the day, just how valuable Kyle Shanahan thinks one Brandon Ayuk is.
Well, yeah, and he's also got to measure, like, if they move Brandon Ayuk, I got to believe they've just created a lot more flexibility in terms of the salary cap than they would if they obviously paid him a big boy contract. Mm-hmm. And maybe... maybe there's a big value on that inside the organization of getting the financials under control now as opposed to down the line.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Austin. Austin's in San Jose. What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. Good conversation, and the draft is exciting for me. I'm a non-North Niner fan. You guys know where my fandom lies.
Yeah, you made a lot of moves there. Yeah.
Well, we got number two. We got number two tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes. But listen, the Ayuk thing, man, it's not a question of whether Ayuk is good. Everybody knows he's good. Whether he's top five, top ten, that really isn't the issue. The issue is about money. What do the 49ers perceive that they can get him for versus what his agents want? I mean, that's just the way negotiations work, so that they're not going to give him what he wants. I mean, that doesn't work that way. It's a negotiation, right? I think they should be trying to move. I think they're trying to move Debo. And I said this a year ago, Guru, you didn't like it. But I thought Debo should have been traded early. When they brought in McCaffrey, there's a lot of redundancy between what McCaffrey does
and
what Debo does. So Debo is not a great route runner. If we agree that Ayuk is a better route runner, then why would you keep Debo over Ayuk? That's kind of my thoughts. And the last thing I would say, guys, remember, Guru and Steiny, you know, we came within a play or two in the playoffs of this whole conversation around Brock. You know, everybody loves Brock, but if Detroit had won that game, you best believe the phone would have been ringing to get another quarterback, and they might have been ringing Cousins if they had lost in the playoffs. So let's not get too far down the Brock Prady parade. I think there's another year to evaluate that dude, man. If I'm not giving him $35 million just based on what I've seen so far. I'd have to see another year. I'm agreeing with Steiny on that.
And I'll say this before you go. It could have been the week before. I know you cited the Detroit game, but that Green Bay game was in limbo for a little bit too. So he didn't have his best game there. So I hear you, but I agree with him, Steiny. I think we talked about it. If I had to choose between Debo and Ayuk, I would keep the services of Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, it depends.
Now, 2 years ago, I was right. I was like, nah, but there was no McCaffrey. McCaffrey changed it all, and they are redundant.
So who's more explosive, Ayuk or Debo? I'm not saying that's the only thing.
Yeah. Well, I would say Debo.
I mean, to me, it's
– well, if I'm throwing the ball behind the line of scrimmage or I'm doing a jet sweep, it's Debo. But if you're saying who's more explosive on 3rd and 15, and I need you to beat your man and get off the line of scrimmage and beat press man, I'm going Ayuk all day.
Yeah, I'm going Debo all day. I think Debo's like the hardest guy in the NFL to tackle. But Ayuk's more of a traditional wide receiver.
And here we go, Steiny, and you might say this is not fair. Debo missed a whole damn near playoff game against the Packers. He was unavailable. I mean, he started, got hurt, and missed the second half. I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah, and Brandon Ayuk's missed some playoff games too.
Which one?
Well,
no, stop.
I mean, he's
stop. If you don't stop, where was Kittle? I mean, Kittle didn't do anything in the Super Bowl.
Where were all of them?
I'm not blaming Kittle. Maybe this is at the doorstep of Kyle Shanahan. Get 11 the ball more.
The bottom line is.
But you got to block, right? So they're going to address that tomorrow night in Detroit.
I mean, the bottom line also is if you're going to the playoffs every single year and you're going deep into the playoffs every single year, you know what? It matters more what you do in the postseason. And
what you. What do you mean?
Ayuk hasn't had good postseasons.
Well, nobody. Steiny, look at McCaffrey's
number.
I mean, come on. It wasn't. Their offense as a whole did not pop.
Okay.
And I'm not putting that in one
door. He must take his responsibility for that.
Well, something else I was going to throw at you, and I knew you was going to.
I mean, like, this is the thing. This offense so dynamic. It's like Montana.
No, it was a shocker. It was a shocker.
Okay. Well,
this is where I was going. Okay, so tell me, you and Evan, tell me how fair this is and the listeners. So you're telling me the offensive line is the weak part of your football team, but it's good enough to get you to the Super Bowl. I'm not taking it off the hook on why they missed some assignments against Kansas City, and that went a long way as to why they didn't win. But okay, the offensive line is good enough to get you to the Super Bowl, but it can't win you the ball, Steiny?
Well,
no, I think that's
that
being blindsided. There's multiple reasons on why you didn't win the Super Bowl.
Of course.
Not just the offensive line.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Well, who would ever think it's one thing?
Well, it sounds like all they need is offensive linemen. We won't miss Debo. We won't miss Ayuk or what have you if you trade him. I'm just saying be careful.
According to David Lombardi of The Athletic, the position group that performed the worst last year was the offensive line.
Gotcha. Okay.
So what he's saying, and I've been asking 49er fans this all day, well, if that's the case, he believes there's a way. You trade Ayuk means you downgrade at wide receiver to a certain degree, but you upgrade the offensive line. And here's the thing that everybody forgets. It might make the team better, the overall team of the San Francisco 49ers better. Like, you take a step back at receiver, but your offensive line takes a big step forward, which allows Purdy to be even better.
And throwing to somebody, even though it ain't Ayuk.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I mean, I'm just.
I'm not saying that sounds crazy, and it could very well be their reality tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean that's the one thing that caught my attention, and I don't have to play it again. Let's go to I'll tell you what, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Joe in Berkeley. I'll get to these calls on the other side, but we're figuring out. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I love you. Before we get out of here, I came in. You said, "Goo, what you hot on?" Since it's the eve of the draft, before we get out of here, Stani, just a state of the union with the Bay Area teams, the Giants, A's, and Warriors. Let's do a little draft. Just maybe top three players. Like, who would you draft first right now? And the reason I thought about that is all these articles about where Curry's at, could he possibly be traded? I'm like, he's still top tier, Stani, of what we got here.
Fair. Okay. Uh-huh. We can do that on the other side. A reminder, you can catch all 4 hours of Stani and Goo on the free Odyssey app. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first class money market today. On the other side, we'll take your calls on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.